something to see. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educated, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too
late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Back, folks. Hour number two with Joe Church. Joe, go right at it now at Job 38.
Yes. Then answered the Lord, 38 verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, that word whirlwind, you might want to refer to Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse, chapter 1 and chapter 10, please, when you get some free time, and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by the words without knowledge? 3. Gird up now thy loins like a man, and I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. After listening to all your buddies, he said, now listen to me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Job was not allowing his mind to open up to God's plan yet, so that he could make a stand against Satan. Job means persecuted. 5. Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? And who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? And who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, that was in the first world age, folks. That's when we were all in angelic bodies. 8. And who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issue out of the womb? 9. When I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and the thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come. In other words, he was setting the seacoast, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. And here shall the proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning or the sun since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, to the soul, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and their high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the spring of the sea, and hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. If you know it all, explain this to me. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof? Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, and because the number of thy days is great. Even before we were born, we had numbers of days. Eternity is a long time, future and past. 22. Hast thou entered into the treasures of snow? Hast thou seen the treasures of hail? For what reason is he saying this? Hailstones. which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. The 24. By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the light, the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, or the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father? And who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The waters are hidden. The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season, and canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? You know, we just had an alignment in the heavens of joining conjunction with the planets there, Jupiter and Saturn. And it was in conjunction with the moon, in alignment with the moon and Mars. Mars, of course, being the war planet. And one thing I wanted to touch on earlier, for those who this might mean something to, we have two armies on our border right now, the border of Alaska. And I'm not going to say much more than that. Okay, and 32. 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? And by the way, those armies both work together. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? And canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? I want to swing back to that verse 22, the hailstones. In another place also, it talks about time of judgment and the, how that the elements will come into big play there. There's rain, the snow, and the other elements. Okay, one other verse I wanted to touch on, it's in 41. This pertains to Satan and his children. 41. Canst thou draw out Leviathan? Leviathan, let's look at the Leviathan as a dragon in spiritual life, in that spiritual realm, in that dimension. Canst thou draw out Leviathan? But we know them as the Kenites in this dimension, in this flesh age, within hook. Can thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put an hook in his nose, or canst, or bore his jaw through with thorns? Will he make many supplications unto thee, and will he speak soft words unto thee? And he will make a covenant with thee, and wilt thou take him for a servant forever? In other words, you don't want to play with these entities. You don't want to play with them, because they're very powerful. They're very powerful entities. And the only protection you have from these enemies, if you're going to play with them, and you don't want to play with them, you've got to understand what they are and use the scriptures to do the scriptures will do the work. In other words, the Father's word will take care of them, because he said, I'll take care of them. judgment is mine. So you have to have the Father on your side at all times. Now, Job, he let Satan do whatever he wanted to him, but he says you can't take his life. So, but people that don't know any better, you better not try to go after the Kenite, because there's a repercussion, and they are in the know. Believe me, they're in the right place at the right time at all times. Our biggest protection as a country and as a people and as an individual is to have the Heavenly Father on our side. I mean, that's the best weapon you can possibly have, I'm telling you. Because he can, if somebody tries to offend you, if you're walking close with the Father, he has entities that can make these the FBI and the CIA look like a Boy Scout crew. All right.
Spiritual warfare.
Right, right. Let's see. Let's go over to Romans. Romans chapter 13:1. Romans chapter 13:1. That's right after the book of Acts. Romans chapter 13:1. Okay, Romans 13:1. And it reads, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. All the kings and queens down through the years, all the authority that they even relinquish to lower people, is ordained by the Father." Now, the Father's in control of the positive and the negative. He can put a king in office to fulfill the negative part of his plan. Or he can put him in to bless those people of that country. And there's many examples all through the scriptures of that happening. So, understand that God is in control. The Father, Heavenly Father, is in control of everything. And in these end times, he is ordaining these powers for judgment of the end times. Now, let's go over to Daniel chapter 2:20. Let's go over to Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12. Okay, and it reads, "Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die." You never die. Christians never die. I told my father, my flesh father, that a long time ago when I was a kid. I said, "I'm never going to die. We shall not die. Just change bodies. That's all we're going to do." And it's up to the Father when he wants to make that change. Regardless of what anybody thinks they're doing. "O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment." Remember, things happened in the first world age that we're not aware of.
That's right.
"Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction."
Mm-hmm.
He brought in the Babylonians. That's what this is talking about, the Chaldeans. That they might establish, that to educate our people. He put them under the, brought in the Babylonians to conquer Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, the two tribes of the house of Israel, to take them captive. was he that was doing it? He brought, allowed Babylon to come in to take them captive and so that they would be educated.
Right, exactly.
The enemies of Jesus Christ want to take over the world by peace.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
In the end times, they're gonna switch it up now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read some verses here, and this is what our people are doing. 13. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou unto them that deal treacherously? In other words, you go to the Kenite, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and maketh men, that's in this case it's Adamic, as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler, no leader over them. They take up all of them with the angle, and they catch them in their net, dragnet, fishing net, and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice, not to God, but unto their net, that catches the fish, and burn incense unto their drag. In other words, they're worshiping the correction rod that the Father uses, not the Father. Rick, am I making that clear, Rick?
Sure. Sure you are.
In other words, when I was a kid, my mother used to chase me under the bed with the broom. Oh, you little stinker, get out of there. You know, because I used to run under the bed. So that's like me worshiping the broom rather than my mother.
Right, right.
And the same thing with the Heavenly Father. The Kenite is the broom, and we worship the broom. We become fearful of the broom and not the one that's wielding the broom.
That's right. That's a good point.
So the
Father's
in control of it all. If we only knew.
He's in control of the negative and positive, and he uses the evil to punish the good so that he can bring about that repentance is what he wants, you know. And,
right.
And he draws you
chase
closer
him in to get
him.
To know him better, Rick.
Right.
He wants to drive you into the book.
Yeah.
He wants to drive you in. Get to know me. I come in the volume of the book. Get to know me. I'm your
profession. You know, what you're saying today is really crystallizing the fact of the matter that why Cain was ever allowed to be created by the Father. Why Cain was ever allowed, he could have wiped them out completely. And he said in Genesis, whoever puts any hands on Cain himself and maybe his seed line, okay, I will give him judgment seven times upon his head, because he needs that seed line in order to chastise his seed line, the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite, Jacobite seed line, right to the very end. And he's useful for that purpose. And it's amazing, because as crafty as these people are, Joe, as cunning as they are, they're actually deceiving themselves, because God is using to do his dirty work, like you always said.
Yeah, and if they wanna come over to our side, Rick, back to the Heavenly Father,
you
can make that change. We'll hide them out. We will hide you out. It's possible.
Yeah, a few have, you know, and we thank God for them, because hey, there's only three strikes, as you say. Three strikes and then you're out of the ball game. So by the end of the millennium, they'll have to choose which side do they want to be on, his side or Satan's side. So, you know, in the end, it's them, everybody, putting himself where he ought to be. God doesn't send people to hell. They send themselves to hell. So that's the point. We'll come right back with Joe Church, folks, in just a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, back again with our guest, Joe Church. You've heard him call many times to this program, and he and I are also Bible students. And we seek to learn more and teach more of what we've learned to people across the world. As you said, Joe, even the Kenite, you know, we cannot rule out, because God created all directly and indirectly. And he knows that the purpose of Christ's coming was to be the Redeemer. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. And, you know, do you mind if I just go back, Joe? Genesis, where we're told that in Genesis chapter 3, we're told that Cain, his seed line, would be, in fact, a vagabond on the face of the earth. The soil would no longer yield for him because of the murder of his brother. And yet, now in John 8:32, we find that reflection again, through the words of the Lord, when he spoke to the priests, the Kenites, and he said to them that ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. And what did they say to him first? They said, we have never been in bondage to any man. We have always been roaming the earth to and fro. So what do you think, then? You agree?
I got cut off there for a minute, Rick. I didn't hear the whole thing, but yes.
Yeah, okay.
Also, Matthew 23, verse 33 to 35, Jesus brands the Cainites, the sons of Cain, as the murderers of Abel, very clearly.
Yeah.
So,
and that would be the same statement.
It's all written in the book.
Right, right. And see, there's no contradiction here. There is perfect harmony. That's my point.
Right.
That seed line is not the house of Israel, and the brothers and the fathers, the high priests, were not of the tribes of Moses, and they were not Moses' children. They were not Joshua. They were not Eleazar. They were not Phinehas. You know, any of these successors to the high priest that were responsible for the murder of the prophets, of the apostles, and of the Lord. You know, it's a distinctly separate race. And that's all I wanted to say to buttress what you were just teaching. Okay? Go ahead now. You can go right
and
back.
And even they, Rick, can make that change. Satan is the only one that can't be redeemed. He has already been judged. He's the only one that's been judged so far.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody that will, you know, we'll hide you out. If we go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 24, there Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And he went and said unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. In other words, Daniel was in captivity with all the different religions of his time. The king of Babylon took into captivity. And remember, Nebo was the god of learning. This king of Babylon loved learning. He loved knowledge. He loved to know how everything went. But the only one that could please him was Daniel. He said to Daniel, he said, the god of Daniel is the god of this earth. Eventually, after he had to pay a price. Arioch was the servant of the king and had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel said, bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. And down to verse 28. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known unto King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions upon thy head, upon thy bed, are these. And he went on to explain that. But you see how Daniel was recognized by authority because of his knowledge and his walk with the Heavenly Father. Okay. Let's go over to 2 Thessalonians 2:1. 2 Thessalonians 2:1.
We have a brief break, and we do want to leave time for those of you who have comments or questions. You write them into rick458@cox.net. And we'll come back with Joe's thoughts again on this teaching day at Cain Seed Line. Come right back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
We're back now, Joe. Let's continue. Let's try to wend our way toward the end, and we'll take a comment or a question if somebody would like to write in. We have some, but we'd like to remind you the name and the number. Phones are not available right now. If you don't mind writing a simple message, a question, or a comment, that's fine. Rick458@cox.net. So, Joe, go right ahead now. You are in the New Testament, I believe, and go ahead.
Yes. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Rick, and verse 1. Now, this is the gathering back to Christ in the end times, okay? Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, which is the word of God, nor by letter, First Thessalonians, this is 2 Thessalonians, he found that there was a problem in his first letter to them. They weren't understanding it exactly right. As from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. So this is yet prophetic. For the day shall not come except there come a falling away first. This falling away is apostasia. And in our language today, apostasy would mean a falling away. And that man of sin, be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God and that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So with that in mind, we're focusing on the end time, how that the false Messiah would come before the true Christ returns. Okay? Let's go over to Matthew 24. This is one of the seals.
Yes.
And chapter 24, verse 1. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, there it is privately again, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? Excuse me, and of the end of the world age, or the world age, the aeon. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. See, the first thing he said of the seals, that no man deceive you. There'd be tremendous, tremendous deception at that time. For many shall come in my name, even in his name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I am the Messiah. I am the anointed one. I am the government. I am evident. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, because for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So as long as you hear that there's wars and rumors of war taking place, or rumors of war going on in the world, don't worry, because the end is not yet. What is the opposite of wars and rumors of war?
Mm-hmm. Rumors of peace.
Peace and rumors of peace. When you see peace breaking out all over the world, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, before this happens, there's going to be great treachery that goes on. There's going to be a great time of darkness before this peace and prosperity comes in. So, you know, we want to be good watchmen. So it's very important to watch and wait. And don't get sucked in by the first one that comes as the Messiah.
Right, right.
Performing miracles and, you know, doing all wonderful things. Okay, let's go over to 1 Corinthians 15:50. 1 Corinthians 15:50. All right, in this chapter 15, Paul explains that we've got two bodies. We've got a natural body and a spiritual body. In other words, a flesh body, and inside of us we have a spiritual man, another man that's spiritual. Okay, so we got two bodies. Our Father Jesus, his outer man was Jesus Christ. His inner man was the Heavenly Father. Okay, so two separate bodies. Some people say that the Father took the angelic beings from the first world age, blanked out their minds to knowledge of what they did in the first world age, and placed them in a flesh body, called it a soul, if you will. But this chapter goes on to say, talk about these two separate bodies. And verse 50 reads, now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. When our Heavenly Father returns, okay, this is what's going to happen to flesh on that appearance. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, now Paul's showing a deep mystery here. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That word is 28:37 in the Greek, die. We shall not all die, but we shall all, A-L-L, be changed. 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the seventh trump, mm-hmm. when the two witnesses arise in the street in Revelation chapter 11, the pata, the wide arena. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. All flesh will be changed in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, into a glorified body. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus returns, that will be the case. So, how that takes place, I've asked scientists how this could possibly take place in an instant.
Yeah.
In a twinkling of an eye, they said,
yeah.
That's why the rapture theory is so diabolical. That was their answer to me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, let's interject there, because they're looking for an escape. You know, the preachers are trying to cultivate the fears of people in the churches, and at the same time allay their fears and give them comfort. And, you know, the comfort zone is, don't worry about it. We're going to see the church taken up. And, I mean, you cannot rock some of them. You cannot rock their boats. They are locked and loaded. And I told a man one day, jeeringly, you know, mockingly, I said, you're going to wait until the rapture takes you away from all of this poison and terror and everything. He said, amen, like that. He said, amen. So their hope is in the rapture of the church, not really in the Bible, not in the Word. So, I mean, who's teaching them these things? You know, their pastors, their teachers, their phony teachers that are telling them that you're not going to be here anyway, so don't worry about it. Don't study. Don't learn the Word. Don't prepare for the Antichrist. He's not coming until after we're taken out. You know, who's teaching them? We know, and I'm going to play a very good segment in the coming weeks when we have time, of the subject of C.I. Schofield and how he taught this doctrine of demons. And I want to give people an idea of where it came from. Who was financing the Schofield notes, and who was financing these churches that were theological seminaries that were just cropping up all over in the 1800s? And this is pre-fig tree, you know, way before the evil fig tree would appear in Jerusalem in 1948, Joe. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, can I add something else, Joe? You've been doing a great job of teaching. You know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, they don't even know who they are today, our people. Never mind that they've sinned against God. They don't even know it. And he'll make them understand at the very end, when we see the Russian communist threat and the Chinese now. We're all reading more and more about China and Russia. And all of these seeds were sown in World War I and II to change the world for worse, you know, for the very worse. And that's what happened. Out of World War II came the greatest debacle for freedom and the greatest evil to emerge in the fig tree. But I always tell people, during the time of Roosevelt, we had a Great Depression. And who brought about that Great Depression? The people we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, the Kenites. They control the money supply, no longer tillers of the soil, but the money men and the exchangers of money in the temple. And yes, indeed, what they did was transform the loyalties of America from faith in individualism, faith in God, to faith in government. And I tell people this, Roosevelt's administration and the New Deal, what it did was it made people dependent upon government as God. And this is true under outright communism. As I've said before, in Cuba, the little trucks would come along to the villages and it was hot, you know, hot as Hades in the summer. And they'd approach the little children and they'd say to the little children, you want an ice cream cone? And the little children, yes, every one of them, you know. And the man said, now, the commissar, he said, you ask God for an ice cream cone, and and they all looked up to heaven and asked God, and none was forthcoming. And then he said, now ask Fidel Castro, ask the government for an ice cream cone. And they asked, and guess what? Everybody had an ice cream cone. Kids were happy, the kids were satisfied, their bellies were full, and you know what? They were grateful to the government. Now, that's the seduction, the same kind of seduction, in a way, that was in Genesis 3:16 in the Bible, when the serpent, when Satan, the Nalkash, was tempting Eve, you see? And Eve was wholly seduced, and so expartio in the Greek is the word. These kids today, doesn't matter. A whole generation now being told the government's going to bail you out. We're going to bail you out. We just passed another giveaway. We passed another bill, and you're going to get $600 a week. Maybe in the next month, $2,000. We'll just keep printing paper, and we'll give it to you. And the people are saying, thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Thank you, government. They're not looking to God, are they, today? Same thing.
You know, the Keenites are saving people with the money they stole off them for all these years. It's an amazing thing.
Isn't that amazing?
They're saving them with their own money. And say, look what we're doing for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and he said,
don't worry.
People are a little bit stupid. You know, they're sottish, and they're not going to understand these things. It's true, though, you know. And he loves his people. He loves his children. Even though they sin against him all the time, he still loves them, but he has to correct them, and he's using these Kenites to do it.
Yep. And also his plan has to come to pass, too, Rick. That's all taking place, too. He's got quite a three-ring circus going at the same time. You know, that the in Romans, I believe it's 11 or 8 or 11, it says, I have blinded Israel in part so that the Gentile could be grafted in. And we're living in the time of the Gentiles, I believe, which is nice to see the Gentile really reaching out for the Heavenly Father and really prospering in these times. So it's a nice thing to see. But
that's right.
You know,
that's right. We have a letter here, an email to us, Joe. We have an email that says, "Thank you very much. I heard this concept. I heard this concept before on somewhere years ago, what you're teaching. Very interesting. I knew the church denominations did not have the scriptures right." So there's a yay up there for you, somebody who is grateful for the knowledge that you've been forthcoming with. And so we're grateful for these kinds of emails that are coming in and people that have questions. If you have a question right now, a specific question, just don't be ashamed to write me, rick458@cox.net, before we're out of time. And, you know, this has been a gold mine of knowledge, Joe, the last hour of last week and these 2 hours today. And I'm just, like I said, I'm thrilled that here we are, January 2021, and God has given us more time, I think, to do his work. Amen?
Amen, Rick. Yes. Yes.
Give people
He's opening
knowledge
ears.
If they are willing
He's opening
to
ears now, Rick.
Yeah.
The people are receiving it in a small way now. Yes. It's nice to see,
they're not getting
Rick.
The answers from the churches. They're not getting them from the priests or the teachers. They're not getting them from anybody. So, I mean, here we are, little program here out in wilderness, right? Out in the wilderness. And we're actually teaching the world. We're speaking to the world right now and telling them, whoever wants to hear or partake can come forth. Now, how many came when Jesus was here? Not many, was there?
No.
And it's the same today. Not many here today. Very few. So, you know, we understand that not many are going to come here today. Not many. But we have the listeners. I'm very happy to say we've had steady numbers, steady listenership, and it's good that those who hear the truth and know the truth, that something doesn't satisfy what they're hearing elsewhere. I mean, on regular media, it's all garbage. Today, all you're hearing is delusion to keep you deluded in Babylonian captivity of the mind. What's tomorrow going to bring? We hope this will be a better new year. Oh, things will look, can't be any worse than last year. Well, you know, they don't understand very much of anything because they don't know history and they don't know prophecy. You know, all prophecies in the Bible up to this point, Joe, have become history, haven't they?
Yes.
History.
Yeah.
They were prophecies they became history.
Could you drive the wheel for a little while, Rick?
I sure can. Before we end the program, sure, take an absence, Joe, for a minute. So, folks, I want you to know that even though we have the break now, when I come back, Joe will rejoin me. I want you to know that these programs are done for everyone's benefit, good, bad, and ugly. Take a break. We'll be right back with the final lap of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Yeah. Ouch.
All right, we're back, folks. Not much time, but Joe, we have a question for you. Are you back with me? Joe, are you there? I think maybe Joe.
Yes, I am, Rick.
Oh, okay. He's back. All right, good. All right. Joe, I have a question for you. We don't have much time, but the question has to do with how did the seed of Cain survive the flood of Noah?
Well, there's a few theories on it, but, you know, it says take two of every flesh. two of every flesh aboard the ark. So that's one possible way. There are different types of flesh. It's flesh of animals, as it's written in the scriptures. There's different kinds of flesh. There's flesh of man, there's flesh of different types of beings. So that's one possible way. There's a possibility that that particular flood, not as opposed to the flood in the first world age that was the catabole, which covered the entire earth, that this flood of Noah's was of that region of the world. So that that's another possibility. So one way or another, they survived because they're mentioned many times all through the scriptures. So, you know, First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, you know, all the way through Jeremiah 35 that we mentioned last time.
Sure.
So,
Joe, I have another question.
There's plenty of different ways, Rick.
Sure. Well, I mean, it was a localized regional flood, I believe, and it was designed to save Noah and his family, who were not, you know, they were fair in their race, and then they started to intermarry, and then intermarry with the Nephilim, you know, the falling angels and so forth. But the next thing is, many are called, few are chosen. What do you say about that? Many are called for what, and few are chosen?
Well, many are called to witness against the false Messiah in the end times. And they're going to be frowned upon. They're going to be the last of the society. They'll be browbeaten. They'll be disgraced. They'll be brought to Jerusalem and really have a number done on them. So they will be the last of this generation while the whole world rejoices. Revelation chapter 13:3. And the whole world chased after the beast. So the whole world will be against the two witnesses and their proteges of that time. They will be delivered up and disgraced. So they will be last. But in the millennium, they will be the first. They will be in the classrooms given the courses.
Yes, and they are chosen. That's right, before the foundation of the earth. Joe, we're out of time, and I want to just thank you for being here with us today to help show our listeners some truth from the Bible that they may prepare their hearts for these days ahead, because it's going to get mighty bad, mighty thick, and it will be a time of rejoicing for the Christian who knows the truth. So thank you very much for being here and teaching with us today and last time.
Thank you, Rick, and we thank the Heavenly Father for helping us out here today. And, you know, all things go to him. He left this word for us, this letter. Let's get into it, folks. Let's dig in and be on his side and fight this war. We've got a big war ahead of us. Let's get that word in us so we can fight properly and with his help. That's all we need.
Amen. Yes, and we never cower. Never cower. Just
That's
have
right.
faith. Study the word. Keep all the distractions of the media out and focus on him. And we do thank the Heavenly Father. Thank you, Joe, and Father, we thank you. And God willing, we will see you again next week with another program. Rick Adams saying goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.